Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, why haven't many Israelis visited Portugal until very recently? This week we have a guest interviewer on English Corner. Pascal Roy is in charge of Radio Sefarad's French language programming, but this week he's speaking in English with Abraham Pierre Plocker, the president of the Israel-Portugal Friendship Association, which is based in Israel.
Welcome to a special edition of the English Corner. I am Pascal Roy, broadcasting to you from Madrid, Spain. I am very pleased today to welcome Mr. Abraham Plocker, chairman of the Friendship Association Portugal-Israel, based in Israel. Abraham Plocker, good evening.
Good evening, Pascal. Buenas noches, buena noite.
Buena noite. Please, could you tell us a few words about your association, Portugal-Israel Friendship?
Yes. Okay. First of all, the correct name is Israel-Portugal Association. There is a brother association in Lisbon, mm-hmm. in Portugal, and their name is Portugal-Israel. So our association was established about, I don't know, about 25 years ago, and our aim mm-hmm. is to bring the as much as we can the Portuguese culture to the Israeli public, to the Israeli citizens. Our members, most of them, are from Portugal origin, but my main aim or what I would like to achieve was to bring also Israeli, just Israelis, citizens mm-hmm. to be members. Mm-hmm. There are very nice and very good distinguished Israeli members, and we try to help to bring really to as much as we can the beautiful Portuguese culture to the Israeli public.
Of course. In the introduction, I mentioned that it was based in Israel, but you corrected me and said that it was also based in Lisbon. Am I correct?
No, I'm sorry. You called the association the Friendship Association Portugal-Israel.
Exactly.
No, the Friendship Association Israel-Portugal.
Ah, okay.
And in Lisbon, not connected with us, just we call them brothers. Uh-huh. In Portugal, there is a friendship association, Portugal-Israel.
Ah, okay. Okay, now I understand. Okay, now I understand. What kind of activities do you organize?
Well, we have meetings with subjects which are mainly associated with Portuguese items. Some of them are regarding literature and music, of course. And for instance, we hosted a group of Brotherhood Eset Queiroz. Brotherhood is, in Portuguese, it's Ordem Eset Queiroz, who wants to offer the public the Eset Queiroz, which is a very distinguished Portuguese writer. They came to visit Israel, and we hosted them. And also different people who are interested, they approach to us, and we try to help them when visiting Israel.
Of course. So you mentioned the kind of members you have. Like you try to reach Israeli people. And I guess that there are also many Portuguese members. Some are Jewish, maybe. Some are not Jewish. So you must have a very diversified membership, don't you?
Yes, yes. this is what really we wanted to achieve, is to bring mainly, not mainly, but to bring also Israeli citizens, which they had nothing connections with Portugal. And but as I said before, most of the members at the beginning were from Portuguese origin. Mm-hmm. They came, and this association sometimes is called also the Portuguese community in Israel, uh-huh. although this is not really the purpose of our association. But as the Portuguese community here is very little, as the Portuguese, as the Jewish community in Lisbon is also very little, of course.
Yes.
But yes, we have members, Israelis, which were not connected at all with Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
We also try, and we do, a lot of help to the Portuguese embassy here, the ambassador, the cultural attaché, Dona mm-hmm. Laura Oliva,
mm-hmm.
to help them in activities that they initiate.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but is there an Instituto Camões in Israel?
Yes.
Okay, so I guess you must be in contact with
them.
There
is the Instituto Camões, which their main activity is to teach Portuguese in the university, in Tel Aviv University. It was before in Jerusalem as well. Now we have a leitora, Dona Ana Marques.
Mm-hmm.
She's already about 3 or 4 years here. And they also have some initiative in different cultural activities here in Israel. But they are not in the same level as the Spanish activities, which are initiated by Cervantes
mm-hmm.
Institute, are much, much bigger.
Yes, of course, but then there is the difference of the size of the country, I guess. I take the advantage of saying hi to Ana Marques because she's a friend of mine, and I forgot that she was a lecturer in the framework of the Instituto Camões. So because we mentioned her, she's a very good friend of mine, so I take the advantage mm-hmm. to say hi to her and to salute her. She's the mm-hmm. the best Portuguese teacher that the Israeli can dream of.
Yeah, I think so. And of course,
not really, I mean it.
We try from our members and through the internet, the Facebook, when she opens Anna, every year she starts with the classes not in the university.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to announce it to the public as much as we can, in order to bring just Israelis to start and to learn Portuguese. And I must tell you that I think for the last 2 years, there were a lot. Everything is,
relative.
Of course, relative, yeah? But much more Israelis were interested in learning Portuguese.
Yes.
We have a concurrent from the Brazilian. So we hope that most of the people will learn the Portuguese.
Yes.
But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yes. As you mentioned, the competition between Portuguese and Spanish, and Portuguese from Portugal and Portuguese from Brazil. And exactly that is my question. What do Israelis know about Portugal in general, and what kind of image do they have about the Portuguese?
Well, I must tell you that since 3 or 4 years ago, Portugal was discovered by the Israelis.
Ah, only then?
Yeah, only about 3 or 4 years ago. And I tell you why. First of all, it was quite expensive for Israelis to go and to visit Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
There were no direct flights. There were, about 20 years ago, there were flights, direct flights, from Lisbon to Tel Aviv, but they stopped about, as I said, about 20 years ago. And they started now, about 3 or 4 years ago, with charter flights, only season flights. I mean, between April and Pesach and after the Chagim in October.
Yes.
So today we have three companies which fly three or four times a week, and the flights are full.
Wow.
And I didn't meet a person who came from a visit from Portugal who wasn't really, really enjoyed very, very much.
Yes.
So it stopped a few years ago. And there is another reason. Before, a lot of Israelis went to Turkey. Since the problems in Turkey started a few years ago, two, 3 years ago, so there was a shift in places where Israelis started to fly. So those two things, flights and the problem of Turkey, brought to increase Israeli tourism.
So I guess that all the work is to do like what my friend Mark, who is... Catalan teacher at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. His job is to try to make understand to people that Catalonia is not only Barca and Messi who is even not Catalan of origin. So your job is to the job of the embassy and the job of your association, and the purpose of all these trips to Portugal is to make them understand that it's that it goes beyond Ronaldo, right?
Of course, this is also a good reason. Yeah, of course, you know that Ronaldo, they hired him to have in the television publicity item.
Where in Israel?
Ronaldo here in Israel. Yeah.
Oh, wow! I didn't know that.
He appeared as a star, as a celeb, in a publicity item in the television.
Okay. I wanted to talk about another subject, which is the Portuguese law of return for Sephardic Jews. Do people address your association in order to get information about the new law? I mean, not so new law. It was from last year. It was a decree by the Portuguese government, which has some success among Israelis. So do you have to provide information about it?
Yes, they have people who approach us. And we just give them the information that we know, and it's not too much. Most of the contacts that they have to do is to contact directly the Jewish community in Lisbon or in Porto, and afterwards to continue with the legal process through the embassy. It's the only thing that we can assist on it. And, of course, there are members that for many years they were members of our Friendship Association. And I provide them, we provide them with a letter that they were involved for such and such years as members of our Friendship Association.
Many observers say that... the Portuguese decree, the Portuguese regulation is far easier than the Spanish one. And that makes me think about what we talked about a few minutes ago, about the fact that there are many more people studying Spanish, like, for instance, at the Cervantes Institute than at the Camões Institute. But because it's a requisite in the Spanish law, which doesn't exist in the Portuguese one. So maybe maybe things would be different, right? If one of the requisites of the Portuguese law was to know at least a bit of a Portuguese. Don't you think so?
Well, yes, you are right. But if you ask me as as a member, as the president of the Friendship Association, I would like the Israelis to come and to learn Portuguese, not in order to have the Portuguese citizens, but just to know and to be friends of Portugal.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Because knowing the language is to know the culture. And
exactly. Literature and everything, yeah.
So do you know many cases of people who are in the process of getting the Portuguese citizenship through the new decree?
Many. Mm-hmm. Many. I can't give you a number, mm-hmm. but I know that there are many, many. I just was told also, had some information from the Jewish community in Lisbon that there are, and in Porto also, there are a lot of approaches to them, which yes. is a prerequisite to start with the process. They need to have some connections with the communities in Portugal.
Yes. Okay, good. Thank you very much. My last question was about how can we or can people contact you? Where are you based in Israel concretely? How can people talk to you?
We have in the Facebook. Okay. We have Agudal Kishrei Didut Israel Portugal, mm-hmm. and there is a mail that is Abraham Peer, okay. in one word. Mm-hmm. @gmail.com.
Okay. I will put all this information on our webpage so people can get in touch to you easily. Okay. Avraham Ploker, thank you very much.
Thank you, and it was a pleasure.
For more information about the association, please go to the links on this page. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.